Rich, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure, Anthony. Boy, you got a lot of things going. These two podcasts are absolutely terrific. Let's talk about open books and wonderful conversations with a wide variety of guests. That's a lot to manage. Does it help that you're such an avid reader?
Yes, sir. Well, to me, it's a real labor of love. You know, I started this about 3 years ago, and my goal is to read the book before I bring the author on. And so it's an eclectic mix of books. It could be fiction, spy thrillers, nonfiction, history, sociology. And it's actually a pretty good segue into Lost Boys, because I met Scott Galloway, the professor, through reading his book, The Algebra of Wealth, which led to the Open Book podcast. But I'm sorry, the Lost Boys podcast. But on Open Book, what I always tell people, and of course you can't say this anymore because of inflation, but I used to say for $10 and 10 hours, you can get 10 years of an author's life experience through one of his books, either through the research or her ideas about life. And so it's $30 today, but I think you get the point. And so for me, I have a 30-minute podcast, let the author speak about what they wrote about, why they wrote it, get some of their insights. And of course, it's led to a lot of book sales. So we're very happy about that. We've got almost 200,000 people that are subscribers to our YouTube channel. And we get a lot of impressions, something like 6 million impressions a month on that podcast. It did lead to, frankly, Lost Boys, because when I met Scott Galloway, as a result of interviewing him for his books, we started discussing this male epidemic. And so we've got men. If you take the demographic 14 to 34, they have a 30% higher likelihood of committing suicide than other demographics. And so we did a 10-part miniseries. We're calling them Lost Boys. And it's about what's going on in the society, what the epidemic really is, how is it manifesting itself. But as important as all of that stuff is in terms of discovering what's going on, is how to seek help, how to make people feel less stigmatized about mental health issues. Because, you know, it's unlike any other health issue we have. If I have a bad knee, no problem getting surgery. Bad heart, no problem taking heart medication. But when we have things going wrong from a mental health perspective, there's still a level of stigma, and frankly, there's still a level of silence which could lead people to self-harm.
Well, and it's such a fascinating conversation. I've got a vested interest in Lost Boys. I teach high school. I have an 11-year-old son, and we see it in the world of academics, where girls in recent years have begun to dominate the upper levels of high honors. Of course, more girls now enrolling in college than young men. And I thought it was very interesting in the teaser for Lost Boys, and when you talked with Richard Reeves, he said that young men are basically improvising because the script that the generations of young men followed has been essentially torn up.
Yeah, and again, this is I always want to be delicate about this, because we want to see young women do well. It's not a zero-sum game. I think there's a big enough ocean for everybody to swim very comfortably in it. I think the issue Richard brings up is that we've lost our advocacy. You know, and Scott would say this. If Scott was here with us, he would say at NYU, where he teaches, there's 75 advocacy groups, but none of them are related to this demographic. You know, and I think what ends up happening, I'm hesitating because I want to describe the soup of this. It's one part COVID. We put people in their houses for 20 straight months. It's one part social media. It's one part video gaming. It's one part even dating interaction. People are breaking up with each other or forming dates over text messages. There's a lot of awkwardness that's going on. And if we don't start raising awareness of it, shining a light on it, I think it's going to continue to be a persistent problem.
And the labor market has changed as well, with the outsourcing of jobs, unskilled laborers finding it tougher than ever to get work, and more jobs that require a college education.
100%. And I think that the you know, when you think about that and you think about admissions protocols and admissions criteria, you could say 40 or 50 years ago that white males were advantaged. You could also look at the statistics to say now that they're reasonably disadvantaged. So the question is there a way to even things out where no one's advantaged or no one's disadvantaged? And there's a lot of controversy about that. There's a lot of women that say, hey, you know, too bad. You know, you guys, you know, ran the card table for several hundred years. It's our turn to shine. I don't think that's the answer, by the way, which is why we put together this 10-part series.
Well, and the challenge, the problem is out there and clearly identified. The challenge is finding some solutions. And as you pointed out, advocacy for young men, which was always there, sort of structurally baked into society. What's happened to that, and why isn't there more of a support structure for young men?
You know, I think that it has to do with the culture. I think we've made a decision that we want to raise the profile, raise the awareness, and even things out, if you will. And I think that's caused a vacuum. And so I guess the point that Scott and I are making, no problem evening things out, but let's not leave anybody out. You know, in the process of evening things out, you don't want to overly disadvantage anybody either, and you don't want to leave people out. Because when that happens, you start to create these issues. And by the way, you know, it's not to say that women don't have depression issues or women aren't faced with certain struggles as well. We just think that this is something that's going on with our young men today. You know, I have firsthand experience with this. I have four sons that I'm trying to raise, trying to make them emotionally available, emotionally intelligent, all the different things that go on. And they'll tell you when they're being open about it, some of the pressures they feel. You use the word improvising, and I think that that's very true. But there's also, you know, there's a feeling you go to apply for the job or you go to apply for the college. You know, again, I'm not saying they should be ahead of anybody, but they should probably be at an even starting block.
And the media certainly plays a role in this. Do you feel like there are a lot of mixed messages out there in the world of not just media, but social media?
I do. I think I would say that there's more than just mixed messages. If I'm being brutally honest, there's a slant that goes on where in some cases they're disparaged. You know, even in casting, you know, if you look at Hollywood casting, casting for Broadway musicals. There was a great advantage, and I think there is a disadvantage. And again, all we're simply saying is let's try to make it as equal as possible. It is costing us as it relates to the mental health and the psychological and social awareness of these young men.
Well, and as you said, it's not a zero-sum game. By lifting up young men, that doesn't necessarily take anything away from young women.
Exactly. I think sometimes it's hard. You know, we have 10 parts of the show. We brought on some women that are dead set against the idea that Scott and I have. I want people to hear that argument, too. You know, there are women that feel, hey, you know, we got the short end of the stick for many years. We were disadvantaged for many years. What's the big deal? And I think the answer is, well, there is a big deal. It was a big deal when you were being disadvantaged. And so I think that the message should be, let's not try to disadvantage anybody.
Check out the Open Book podcast and Lost Boys with Anthony Scaramucci and Professor Scott Galloway. Fascinating topic and conversation. Anthony, thank you so much for being with us. It's been great to talk with you.
Yeah, great honor to be on with you. Thanks so much.